Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 12 p.m., here's your hourly briefing. It's a bright day across Israel, with clear skies over Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem is enjoying mild temperatures, making it a pleasant day to be outside. Here are today's headlines. First, the IDF has destroyed a Hamas tunnel in Gaza, used to hold hostages from the October 7th incident. This comes from JNS just minutes ago. Also, earlier today, I-24 News reported that former President Trump announced a peace agreement aimed at the disarmament of Hamas. Despite Iran's attempts to intervene, the U.S. reached a draft agreement. Also this hour, Times of Israel notes that Trump will be very disappointed if Israel obstructs his Gaza plan. This follows Netanyahu's office voicing concerns over the disarmament proposal approved by Hamas. Separately, Ynet reports that Saudi Arabia is preparing a major offensive in Yemen. This is in response to an oil blockade, with forces massing for a potential ground operation in Al-Baida. And finally, Axios reports from earlier today that the U.S. sees progress towards a deal to disarm Hamas and rebuild Gaza. However, Israeli officials remain skeptical of Hamas's intentions. Reaction has been swift on social media. Shoshana Keats-Jaskol, a known commentator, expressed outrage minutes ago about the lack of international condemnation for Hamas and Hezbollah's use of foreign aid for terror infrastructure. Ynet Global posted earlier that Saudi Arabia is amassing forces for a Yemen offensive, citing local Yemeni officials and The Guardian as sources. Ami Dar, a prominent commentator, stated just minutes ago that if Trump can get Israel to leave Gaza and Hamas to disarm, he deserves significant recognition. Let's go deeper into these stories, starting with the recent IDF operation in Gaza. JNS reports that Israeli troops dismantled over 10 underground routes and seized weapons. They also established new defensive positions near the Yellow Line. This operation aims to prevent further hostage situations and enhance security for Israeli citizens. Turning to the diplomatic front, I-24 News highlights that Trump's agreement aims to disarm Hamas, despite Iran's objections. The draft agreement suggests a comprehensive disarmament, which could alter the region's security dynamics significantly. Meanwhile, Times of Israel shares that U.S. officials warn of disappointment if Israel impedes Trump's Gaza plan. Netanyahu's office has concerns about the disarmament proposal, triggering a two-week period of intense negotiations. The outcome could impact U.S.-Israel relations and regional stability. Separately, Ynet reports on Saudi Arabia's military movements in Yemen. The Guardian states that Riyadh is preparing for a large-scale operation in Al-Baida to alleviate the oil blockade. This could escalate tensions in the region, affecting global oil markets. And finally, Axios notes the U.S. sees progress in the Hamas disarmament talks, but Israel remains wary. Skepticism about Hamas's commitment could hinder rebuilding efforts in Gaza. This situation remains fluid and crucial for regional peace efforts. On the economic front. First, Israel Hayom Business reports from 2 hours ago on the losses in Provident and training funds for July. With most investment channels seeing a decline, only one channel benefited from the strengthening dollar. Separately, Walla Business revealed issues in the Slice case, with 10 million shekels allocated to the fund amidst high legal expenses. This highlights ongoing challenges in corporate management and accountability. And finally, CTech reports that Oasis founders are set for a significant payday with the $1 billion Syrea acquisition. This deal, coming less than 4 years after the company's launch, underscores the rapid growth and potential of tech startups in Israel. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Friday. Our next update is at 1 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.